Blog Talk Radio. Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
How you doing?
Good.
All right, all right. So, I guess we can go over that song, the churchy one. Let's get it. I think this song is missing something. I feel the song needs a choir.
Yeah, a choir would be nice. But we can't get no choir this short notice.
I mean, we're in Atlanta.
I'm from Dallas.
Don't come for my praise.
But I just think it's short notice to try to get a choir.
Let me show you. What is she talking about? I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do. Social media. Watch this. Miranda Curtis needs a choir. Post. Now watch this. It's going to be massive.
Okay. Come on, God.
We're going to jam for the lamb. So, y'all come on in. Come on in. I'm so glad you're here. This is about to be bananas.
I'm pressing on. I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
Help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
When everyone else around. Could only see the worst in me.
All right. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama
mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you decided to stop by and listen in on this morning. Now, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we're in our Man of Monday broadcast. We're just excited you guys decided to stop by, and we want you to know that we just want to be a blessing to you on this morning. We want to encourage you this morning. We want to strengthen you on this morning with the Word of God on this morning. Now, remember to share that number. Have someone, have your nephew, have your best friend, have your cousin, have somebody to call in and be a part of today's conversation. That number today is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Tell them they can press 1 if they want to share how the show has blessed them. They want to share their testimony, or maybe they just want to have a word and just want to encourage the people from with their testimony on this morning. Amen. Again, that number is 563-999-3628, and tell them to press the 1, and that will alert us to let us know that they would like to share on this morning. You know how we do it on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord. And once we do that, we're going to share all of those great countries. And then we'll share our scripture. And then we'll be back with the word. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you on today. God, for your unmerited favor. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that bombards our life on a day-to-day basis. God, we thank you for covering, keeping, and watching over us, God. God, giving us the ability and the strength to stand and to withstand in the midst, God, of what's going on around us, God. God, we had death come into the ranks. God, they may have had issues come into the ranks, God, financial situations, financial problems, God. God, where the enemy has come in, God has just wreaked havoc in and around their life. But on today, oh God, God, we want to just say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we understand that the struggle is real. But Lord, we also understand that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Your word tells us, God, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. So, Father, we thank you for your purpose being made manifest in our life and guiding us and meeting us, God, in every area of our life. Thank you for being a lamp unto our feet, God, and a light unto our pathway. God, that when we do get into our dark places, God, when we get into those places where we don't know which way to go, God, we still have that beacon of light, which is you, that is guiding us through it. Now, God, give us the ability, Father, to trust you even when we can't trace you. God, when we can't put our eyes physically on where you are, when we can't comprehend the season that we're in, when we cannot, God, give an inkling of an understanding, God, that you are working behind the scenes. Give us the ability to stand in that place and recover from there, God. And we give your name praise, and we give your name glory, and we give your name honor, and we say we bless and magnify your name on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the body of Christ said amen. Amen and amen. All right, let us go to our morning scripture. Our morning scripture on this morning, we want to make sure that we share our scripture, and we hope that this scripture bless you on today. We really do. We hope it'll bless you on today. You'll find us this morning in the book of Luke. You'll find us in the book of Luke 18 and 1. Luke 18 and 1. And it simply says, and he spoke a parable to this end, saying, a man ought to always pray. I'm going to read that again. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to help you. He spoke a parable to this end, saying that a man ought to always pray and not faint. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the receivers of his word. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in on this morning. And first off, we want to say thank you guys so, so very much for your continued support of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, be it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection where you're listening to the Man of Monday broadcast, or on Thursdays when you listen to the Women's Day Thursday. We want to say thank you for just being such a support to be able to know that you guys are listening in, to know that you guys are sharing this broadcast, to know that this opportunity and time of the people coming on as guests and myself and Apostle is coming on and sharing the word, sharing this gospel of Jesus Christ with you and with the world. We want to just tell you thank you for your continued support of connecting with us. And we want to tell you we love you and we appreciate you for you guys taking out that time to listen in and to share. You guys know, if you've been listening for a while, you know I have my soapbox moment. There are those that are on this list that we're going to names that we're going to call. Some of these people are in rural countries where they have taskmasters. They have people that are over them. They have people in high dignitary places and positions. And one of the things that they do is they monitor, listen to me very carefully, they monitor what they're listening to and listening to and the God, watch this here, the God that they serve, watch this. And with them watching the God that they serve, watch what they'll do. They will make them examples because they want to have rule. They want to be in charge of everything that they have going on. Watch what they'll do. They'll make an example out of the family if they're found with a scripture, not a Bible, but a scripture. Because sometimes what they do is they literally take the word, watch this, literally, when they say bite it upon your fingers and put it upon your head. They'll take the scriptures and they'll literally roll scriptures up and they'll tuck it into their hats, and they'll put them in their, they'll put them on in their shoes, and they'll literally put them on their body somewhere. And if they're found with that scripture, watch this here, their families are drug out into the street. Some of them are executed right there in front of the town. Oh, y'all didn't know. Okay, let me help you. They're executed right there in front of the town. Some of them, watch this here, some of them, ladies and gentlemen, are even taken and sold into slavery. The sons are sold into work camps. The fathers are sold into work camps. The daughters and the mothers are turned into servants, into places, watch this here, that you wouldn't want your own daughter to go, your own mama to go. Come here, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. We had the opportunity to share this gospel on yesterday freely without recourse. We had the opportunity to listen to our favorite gospel station. You're listening to a gospel station right now in the United States for free without having anybody trying to come into your house and tell you you can't listen. But these people take the opportunity and the chance to hear the word of God daily. Every opportunity that they get to listen to the word of God. So we want you to make it your business to pray. You may not, watch this here. You may not remember every country that I call out. You may not remember the names of anybody that I call. Just do me a favor. Say, Lord, bless the countries that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Keep them safe. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you an example of how to do it. Just say a prayer. In your prayer time today, lift them up. Call on the name of the Lord and ask the Lord to put his hand of protection on them, around them, and in them. Amen? Amen. That's my soapbox moment. That's my soapbox moment. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our great countries. And thank you again so much for your continued support. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. Watch this here. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands, Italy. We have Thailand. We have Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to tell you guys, thank you again so much. We appreciate you. And know, and this is to all of our missionaries that are out there doing the missionary work, all of our apostles that are out there that are establishing churches in those countries. Know, my brothers and my sisters, we are praying for you. We are interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you because we understand that the work is not easy, and we understand that you are going against resistance in every shape, form, and fashion. But know that you have your brothers and sisters over here on the other side that we are praying for you and we're interceding for you. We're praying that the hand of the Lord be on your work and the hand of the Lord be on you. So we're asking that you continue to keep on pushing. Keep your hand to the plow and keep on working doing the work that the Lord is doing, has placed into your hand. Keep working. He who has begun a great work in you shall finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So you continue to work, continue to push, continue to strive, continue to do what God has called you to do, and know that your work is not in vain. We love you. We love you so much. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Well, if you got the victory in the house, you ought to act like it.
The devil is a liar.
I've been looking for an excuse to shout, and now I got my excuse. So why don't we stop for a minute? One, two, three, four, everybody. You want to cut loose in the building? You want to shout in the building? Tell your neighbor if the devil could have stopped the church, he would have already done it. But he's got no place here.
Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail. Oh my goodness. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. God made it fail. God made it fail.
Excited about this morning, about sharing this word with you on this morning. Listen, we're going to piggyback on our morning scripture. I believe that would be a good place to start our Monday off with that passage of scripture. I believe that this will be a blessing to you. I believe this will be an encouragement to you. I believe this will be a strength to you. Those of you all did not get an opportunity to hear, you just pulled in, you just pulled up to listen in. You just put the car in park and get an opportunity to catch your breath and breathe on this morning. Our passage of scripture that we shared this morning came from the book of Luke, and it was simply the 18th chapter of Luke, and it is the first verse of Luke, Luke 18:1, and said, he spoke a parable to this end, and he said that a man ought to always pray and not faint. Man was ought to always pray and not faint. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the receivers of his word. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and the body of Christ said, amen. For those of you all who would need a biblical reference to the passage, if you need a biblical reference to the passage, I want to share with you just this simple portion to this end that simply says this, don't faint in the fight. Don't faint in the fight. Those of you all who needed a biblical reference to this passage of scripture and something just to have a bookmark with, don't faint in the fight. If y'all would travel with me to that beginning part of the verse. He said, where he says, that B portion says, he says this part, this is the part that blessed me. He said, man should always pray. Mm-hmm. That B portion is so important. It is so monumental in our life. It is so needed in our life that if we really take stock in the situation, the thing that we're in now requires prayer. Come here, let me help you. Let me give you something to work with. Truth be told, if you had not prayed in this last situation, we'd probably be putting money on your books. Come here, let's get real. Let's get real and honest and real. If you did not pray, you would have been one of those places to where they would have gave you one of them outfits where it made you hug yourself. Come here. If you didn't pray, you would have been digging a hole around a big oak tree. Come here. And threw some lie down on them and covered it up and act like ain't nothing happened. Can we just be real and be honest? Our prayers, ladies and gentlemen, is really what make it, what help us get through. See, let me show you something. Shouting is good. Watch this here. Dance is good, but it's something about that little talk with Jesus that makes everything come here. All right, it's something about having that full-blown conversation with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the God of Gods. It's something about talking your way through. Do I got anybody that's listening to me this morning that ever just had to talk it out? Oh God, help me right through here. The suicidal thoughts, if you wouldn't have talked, come here, bless you, to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. If you did not talk it out, come here, you would have had to, oh Lord, it would have been a short walk. Come here, on over there and dealt with the situation in the way that only you know how. And watch this, and wouldn't have took no witnesses with you, because you don't need it. Listen, a real good person, when you're doing it, you really don't need nobody there. I don't need nobody to be there with me, because I can't tell on myself. Listen, it's a conversation that you have between you and the Father. It's a conversation that you have between you and your God. It's the conversation that you have. If you wouldn't have talked it out, you would have been and walked off. If you didn't talk about it, you would have been and popped them in the head at the job. If you didn't talk it out. See, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it's important to you to understand that you have to walk into a place in God and say, okay, Lord, I need you now. I need you now. Come here. Every second, every minute, I need you now. Father, I need, listen, you need to go back to the old landmark where they went. Look, it's a few of your handmaid servants, body bowed and head bent down toward Mother Dirt. Listen, sometimes you just gotta get into that place to where you release the thing that's on you before that thing get in you. Who am I helping this morning? Sometimes you gotta talk that thing out of your system before it infects your system. Man should always pray. Prayer is a place of conversation between you and the Father. And in that conversation between you and the Father, there is a place called shift. Come here. Let me help you. Let me give you something to work with. It's a place called shift. Conversation literally gives you the opportunity, watch this here, to express what is really going on in you and instead of just going off and reacting on the current situation. Prayer literally gives you the ability to work some things out and work some things through, because watch this here, our conversation with God, we can't all, oh God, look, I'm going to get in trouble. But you know, I stay in trouble, so I'm good with it. Listen, some conversations that you have with God, you can't have with man, because people, come here, sit down. Y'all shouting like y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all screaming and hollering, y'all running around like y'all know what I'm talking about. It's some conversations you got to have with God, because you can't have certain conversations with people. Help in the place, Reverend, help in the place. Listen, I'm going to send my own self an offering on that one, because that blessed me. Listen, some conversations that you have to have, you got to have, watch this here, with God, because man can't hold water. I'm going to let that marinate on y'all. Y'all that got y'all a cup of coffee, you listen, go ahead on and I'm sending you a virtual cheers in the air right now. Cheers to you. Listen, go ahead on and send me a cheers back. Listen, there's got some folk that you cannot share your conversation with. You can't share what you're experiencing with, because they don't have the capability to comprehend your current situation. Because watch this here. They got a level of judgmental attitude when it comes to certain things. Well, you a preacher. You shouldn't feel like that. You the man of God. You a pastor. You the prophet of the Most High God. Why you acting like that? What kind of God you serve that you got a whole attitude behind a situation? You're supposed to get after God. This is the reason why we can't. Glory be to the name of the Lamb. It's just got some folk you cannot share everything with everybody, because they don't have the mental capability to sustain what you're going through. And watch this here. Let me help you further. For those of you all who are taking notes, your weight is more than other people can contain. Listen, I'm going to say that again. Those of you all who are taking notes, your weight is more than people can contain. Watch this here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you something that'll help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Some weights are not designed for other people. They're designed for you. Come here. Sometimes God introduced trouble so you can introduce your trouble to your prayer, because truth be told, he hadn't heard your voice in a while, and he... Bless the name of Jesus. He has not heard your voice in a while, so he needs to send trouble on the water so you can come back and talk to him, because you hadn't been there in a while. Sometimes God stirs the water to actually make you upset. Okay. Y'all need biblical reference. Y'all remember the man at the pool of Bethesda? That every time God troubled the water, He said when Jesus showed up on the scene, he was so frustrated about the situation that every time, he said, every time the angel troubled the water, somebody stepped in before me. Every time I get ready to get to that place, every time I get ready to get to my place of deliverance, every time I try to get to my place of wholeness, every time I try to get to my place where I can be complete, I can get up off this bed, somebody step in front of me. What are you saying, preacher? Sometimes God will let you miss your timing, your turn, your opportunity. See everybody else getting blessed. See everybody else getting sanctified, getting they sanctified praise on because God did something for them. They done healed their children. They done set their husband free. They done broke them off a nice little chunk of change. He done showed up and healed their mama. He done showed up and your house is in complete and total uproar. He'll let you see somebody getting all of this stuff together, and you looking at him and saying to yourself, why would you do that for them? And I pray to you. I talk to you. I called on your name. See, sometimes God has to shake it up because watch this here. You mentioned that you prayed to him. You mentioned that you called on his name. But when was the last time you talked to him? I'm like Wolf Brand Chili. When was the last time? Oh, that's been too long. That's been too long. That's been too long. That's been too long out of the conversation with God. Man, should always pray. We the reason why prayer is so important for us as men, because this is Man Up Monday, and ladies, I'm not excluding you, but this is our time. I need to encourage my brothers. I need to impart into my brothers. I need to impart to my nephews and my sons and my sister boys and all this other and my niece's boys and all the, you know, they got little kids. We need to impart into them this morning. Watch this here. The reason why it's important that man prays is because when the devil hears a man's voice, I almost took off running and made a hole in the wall. Listen. It's something about the rumble of the man's voice. You know how we do, you know, we put that Barry White on the situation. You know how your wife, your girlfriend, you know, your mama, you remember how it was. Those of you all who grew up with just your mama, you know how it was when you heard your mama voice, you didn't move too quick. But when one of them uncles showed up and called your name, it was a whole different ball game. Why? Because watch this here. There was some authority attached to it. And with that authority, it causes a shift. This is why man should always pray, because we have the authority. There's a shift in our conversation. This is the reason why we need to talk to the Lord about it and not worry about it and not let the condition influence our prayer life. Because watch this, if the devil can keep a man's mouth shut, he can keep a house in captivity. I'm going to say it again because that blessed about 15,000 of y'all. Listen, if the devil can hold a man's voice captive, he can put his whole house into captivity because his voice is not being heard. This is the reason why, ladies, you keep hollering about you don't need a man. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. You need a man because he watches here. The devil is subject to the man's voice. That don't mean he don't hear you. But watch this. It's something about the authority that a man has when he speaks. It shifts, God doggone it. It shifts the whole atmosphere. I don't know about you, but it's something about when I hear the voice of the Lord, when I'm praying and it begins to ripple in the room and I start to feel the thunder of God moving some things, and I get excited because I understand that the devil is on the run because of what God has placed inside of my mouth. Man should always pray because the authority that was given to us in the beginning. Okay, you need biblical, like it's here, reference to the condition. The book of Genesis talks about Adam coming on the scene, and he tells them that he has dominion over everything, every creeping, crawly, everything that, every fish that swims in the sea. He says every bird that flies in the air, everything that's eating leaves, grass, and each other. Listen, he got authority over it. And he has the ability to speak this thing into existence. God, oh, you need biblical reference. I need you to name everything that walk across you. Give it a name. Everything from the aardvark, listen to me, to the dug-billed platypus. Adam named it. He put a name on it. He put a name on it. Listen, the authority that he had biblically, he spoke it into existence. Listen, you need biblical reference. You need biblical reference. The fall of man didn't come from man. It came from when man stopped talking to the thing, the very, come here, I'm trying to help y'all. When he stopped talking to the very thing that God gave him, which was his woman. Women, let me help you. Let me help you. I don't want you to be mad at me. I want you to take this as reference. I need y'all to take this as reference. Listen, ladies, Linda, listen, Linda, listen. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. Let me help you. I know he was busy. I know that he had work to do. I know he had things going on. But don't wander off into places. I know I probably got spiritually cussed out by just about every woman that's listening. Father, ladies, listen. Don't wander off into places that your man's voice is not at. Don't wander off into places, ladies, that your man's voice is not at. Because if you do that, what you wind up doing is you wind up being in jeopardy because you're listening to something that, watch this here, that's not connected to you. This is why man ought to always pray. We need to pray. Because watch this, if our wives, if our children is in earshot of prayer, come here, God, you've been messing them up with this one. if your family is in earshot of your prayer, they'll hear what you calling on the name of the Lord for. And they have to become, God, you've been messing them up with this one. They become subject to what you're calling on the name of the Lord for. Because what they, oh, Father, because what they wind up doing, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose. Drive you to your destiny. They can identify what you got going on when they can earshot what you're praying. Because the Spirit of the Lord is attached to your prayer. Yes, there are some places that there's some things that you need to be in your secret place, and you need to talk to the Lord about. Yes, men. Because I know some of y'all say, well, Reverend, what about those things that we can't say in front of them? And we have to. It has to be a private thing. I hear you. I hear you, brothers. I hear you. Listen to me. I hear you real good. I hear you real good. Because sometimes our prayers that we pray, these are struggle prayers. That part right there. Those parts, sometimes it has to be in the prayer closet, away from everybody. See, sometimes we got to pray these prayers. We got to pray these prayers where there's nobody can hear it but you, the Lord, and Satan. And you can tell Satan when you get through with it, I know you heard what I said, but I talked to my God about it, and it is over. Because I'd have released it. Man. Are to always pray. And the final part, the final piece to the puzzle, and I'm going to shut the door, and we're going to pray, and we're going to get out of here. But the final piece to the puzzle says man should ought to always pray and not. I struggled with this passage of scripture for a long time. I struggled with it. Can I be real? Can I be honest? Can I be truthful? Can I take off the chief apostle mantle and put on Darnell, not Donnell, but Darnell? Can I take off the chief apostle's mantle? Take off the mitre, lay down the staff, take off the ring, take off the cross, and can I be Darnell? Can I talk? I struggle with this because the Lord said we should not faint. But even in my prayer, I found myself fainting in my prayer. And I struggled with it, and I literally talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, I say this is a very powerful passage of scripture about us praying as men. I said, this is the kind of conversations that I have with the Lord. I don't know if y'all talk to the Lord like this, but I have conversations like with this with him because I need answers. And I listen, they say we shouldn't ask God questions, but if we don't ask God and we ask man, we screwed. I'm just saying, we don't ask God and we ask man, we stuck out in the wind. We're struggling. So I asked God, I said, God, I get the passage of scripture say we should not faint. I said, but I have fainted on more than one occasion. I failed on more than one occasion. I've had issues on more than one occasion. I've let people down on more than one occasion, and you tell me not to faint. But I'm struggling with this, Lord. I'm gonna be honest with you. Your boy is struggling. Your boy is struggling. This is me. This may not be the confession that the other brothers on the line that's listening in, those of you who are listening in Radio Land, this may not be your struggle. But I struggled and I failed. And I asked God, I said, God, I said, I failed. I've let people down. I've had issues. I've all of these things that I've had. I said, but you tell me not to faint. He said, son, you know what? He said, you ask some of the best questions. I said, oh, okay, Lord. I said, well, enlighten your boy. Give your boy something to work with. Give me something to fight with. Then, if you feel where I'm coming from, talk to your boy. Holler at your boy. Let your boy know what's going on, because I'm struggling. He say, son. He say, your faith has a built-in fail already attached to it. Oh, your faith has a built-in fail already attached to it. Okay, you need biblical reinforcements. Lord, help my unbelief. It's not that we don't trust God, but sometimes we struggle. And in our struggle, brothers, watch what happens. We have a built-in cell already attached to it. God knows how much to put on us, and he knows that this weight that he's put on us will break us down to our lowest common denominator. Watch this here. So we can trust him even the more. Because watch this here. If we did not have a test, we would never have a testimony. Okay, so you need help. If you would not have a failed algebra, if you would not have a failed science, if you would not have, come here, if you would not have a failed geography, if you would not have had a failed English, if you would not have got an F on something, how could you tell somebody? How could you give somebody a good testimony if you did not fail at something? Boy, you better preach up in here, Reverend. If I never had an experience to where I let somebody down, if I had not missed the mark somewhere, if I listened to me very carefully, if I had not had an issue with something that I could share and tell them, yes, I struggled in that place, and you, if I can do it, you can do it too. Punchinella, you can do it too. Punchinella. Yeah. You can survive this place. We were built with flaws. Here we go again. You need biblical reinforcements. Job, talk to him. Man is born of a woman but a few days, and all is trouble. In other words, you've already been built in this thing. You already got some things in you when you come in. Watch this here. Listen, look, the scripture says that we are but filthy rags. In other words, we got flaws, babies. Let me bless you. And I'm going to close the door. I promise we're going to pray. And I'm out of here. We're going to shut the door. If we did not struggle in this place, if we did not have heartaches and pains in this place, we would not have an effective testimony. So all of my drug dealers that's listening, All of my former pimps and prostitutes that are listening, all those that still deal with issues, when God brings you out, and because God brought you out, you have a testimony. Listen to me real close. Let me put your miracle ear on. Put your good ear. I need you to put the miracle ear on that the battery is charged in, because I need you to hear this. I need you to take this with you. I need you to put this. Watch this. I need to put you to put this in your spiritual pocket, because you may not need it now, but you might need it later. Listen. What we have to understand in the season that we're in, and I know people tell me I shouldn't say that, but let me help you. Some stuff you need, it's some places that you need to know. It's just some, you may not understand it now, but you have to, at some point, you have to gather yourself together and say, okay, God, doggone it, listen, I'm here. Because let me show you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose, right to your destiny. I had to come to the understanding that I did not know everything. And if I did not take what I learned and what I experienced, I would not be in the place to where I could say to anybody, you have to. It's some stuff I just had to do. It's some places I had to go. It's some situations I had to experience, because if I didn't experience these places, I wouldn't be as effective as I am. We'll never grow because we've never been through nothing. So watch this here. Your faith increases your ability to, when you go through a stormy place, because even the scriptures say it was needful that we be here. Because I need you to see some stuff. I need you to understand some places of struggle. I need you to understand some places. And y'all, excuse my comment, but not if you listen. Y'all going to get what y'all going to get. Some hell that you go through in this life, you got to go through it. Watch this here. You go through these things not because God is upset with you or agitated with you or angry with you, but he's trying to get you to the place to where if you did not have him while you were going through what you were going through, you wouldn't be as effective as you are. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, can I just be real and be honest? Every example that I had was not perfect. But every example that other people have, that some of y'all have had, that some of y'all got, is not perfect either. But my grandmother taught me something some years ago when I was growing up. She said, sometimes, baby, you got to eat the meat and leave the bones. I did not come to the full comprehension of that because she gave it to me when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, she gave it to me. I did not really comprehend that until I was in my 40s. And I'm in my 50s now. Some things that people give to you, you got to eat the meat and leave the bones. Sometimes you got to get the nourishment from it, the experience from it. But watch this. Leave the thing behind. That does not benefit you. Man ought to always pray and not faint. That word not faint does not mean that you will not have struggle, that you will not fall. In other words, if you fall, you need biblical reference. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, or drive you to your destiny. And I'm closing the door. I promise this is my last one. A just man falleth 7 times. What makes that man just? Because on that, if you fall down 7, the number of completion, and you rise on number 8, watch this here. You are in a new beginning. Sometimes you just got to fall enough times for you to get the picture. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share this gospel with those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we are so appreciative. We're so grateful. We're so honored. that you will allow us to share this great gospel, to share this great word with your people. God, we thank you, Father God, for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, that heard your word, that received your word, that the impartation of this word caused them to be able to see, understand, and comprehend that, yes, a man ought to always pray, but sometimes our faint is to build our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. God bless you. We love you. Continue to listen in. We'll be right back.
Let's go. Everybody go.
Come on.
Amen, amen. Great God we serve. Great God we serve. Listen, there are those of you all who might be listening in right now and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Want to extend to you an opportunity to receive him on this morning. Want to give you an answer. I know that you struggle in places and that your place of salvation and strength and peace may be a place damaged, a place that you don't completely and totally understand why you're where you are. But I want to offer to you Romans 10:9, which simply says this, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Does your place of freedom happen overnight? I want to be the bearer of good news to you. I want to give you a power to stand in a solid place in your life. And I want to be honest with you. It does not happen overnight. But what you do is you solidify, you build, you set a standard, you set salvation in motion in your life. And when you do that, what you do is by inviting Christ in, you are placed into a place of heirship. And what that basically says is it gives you all the rights and the privileges to salvation. It gives you all the rights and the privileges to a place called freedom. Some of you all under the sound of my voice, you may give your life today and go back to the thing that you were doing. Let me help you. Salvation is a process. I'm not saying that you're not saved if you're still doing the same thing, but I need you to work on getting better. Because it needs to be this graphic, so forgive me for how graphic it sounds, but it needs to be this graphic. If you die in your sin, in hell you will lift up your eyes. But the one thing that I love about God, and I tell people this all the time, God honors a try. Put forth your best effort. Put forth every part of you. Put forth everything that is in you for the opportunity and the time to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you'll see that it's not going to become easier, but it will come manageable because you have someone that you can lean on. Yes, we are here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection for you. But see, now some places, y'all remember the portion of the message when I told y'all about praying, and you can't pray to everybody. I mean, you can't go to everybody and talk to everybody because sometimes it's a conversation between you and the Lord. You just got to let God, listen, you got to let the Lord know and let him work it out. So I want to extend to you this opportunity. And I'm going to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to reintroduce Romans 10:9 to you again. And when we went to introduce Romans 10:9, that would be your opportunity. That would be your signal to say, Lord, here I am. I'll take you over this world. I'll take you over my problems and my circumstances. I'll take you over me.
because sometimes we are our worst hindrances. We are our worst hindrances. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your precious hearts under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray for them today, God. I pray for them. I pray for them that in this day that they will find salvation. They will find what they need, Father God, and that is you. Everything else has failed. They tried everything else. They done rolled it. They done smoked it. They done drank it. They done tried to find it in some woman. They done tried to find it in some man. They tried to find it in some pill bottle. But, Father, it's in you that they live. It's in you that they breathe. It's in you that they have their being. Father, you are their creator. You spoke life not only to them, not only over them, but Father, you spoke it for them. So we pray today, God. God, that as they grab hold to Romans 10:9 this morning, that simply says that they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they are now saved. They're in your safety. They're in your protection. They're in your hands right now, Father, to be able to stand and to withstand in the evil day when the enemy comes against them like a flood. Father, you'll build a standard against the enemy that they will be able to rise above their current condition. So, Father, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all that received Christ on this morning, that you received him as your Lord and Savior, I want to introduce to you, I want to give to you three very important keys that I believe will bless you, will keep you. One, the first thing is get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible. Once you get you a really good Bible, want you to find your church home. We are not only just the radio broadcasters for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but myself and my wife, we are the pastors of the Allah House International right here in Houston, Texas. And that address is 6705 Hyde Street. Again, that's 6705 Hyde Street right here in Houston, Texas. We would love to have you guys come and be a part of that service. Maybe you'll hear something. Maybe you'll experience the Abba House experience and want to become a part of the Abba House family. And we would love to have you come and to do that. Again, that's 6705 High Street. Find you a really good church home. Find you a really good church home. And make sure that that man or that woman of God that is leading that church has the servant's heart, has the heart of God. God himself, the Father sent his son, Jesus, which was a servant himself. And there's a portion in the Bible that talks about how Jesus was washing the disciples' feet. And Peter said, no, Lord, you cannot wash my feet. I won't allow you to wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you're not a part of me. That gives me clarity that he is a servant. And he needs you to be identified in a servant's place, with a servant's heart, with a servant's mindset. And so with that being said, we want to introduce that servant's mentality and mindset to you, being in that place where that individual person has a mentality and mindset of being a servant, has the servant's heart. And you can tell the difference between a person that's want to be served and a person that is a servant. Amen? Amen. So make sure that that person that is in that pulpit is a person that will serve. Amen. A person that will stand and serve
the people. Amen. And be and don't always have to be served, but he will serve the people. Amen. Amen. So those of you all who have received Christ, I want to tell you, welcome aboard. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the household of the faith, as they say. The Bible says that when one joins the ranks of being saved, that the angels in heaven rejoice. So know that not only we here on earth are rejoicing with you, but the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. Amen? Amen. So God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in on this morning. Remember to tune in on Thursday for Women's Day Thursday with Apostle Kashima Douglas. She will have another fantastic guest that will be on. And remember, ladies, those of y'all that are under the sound of our voice and you want to hear the women's perspective on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please make sure that you tune in on Thursday and call into that same number that you're listening to right now, 563-999-3628. Or either you can listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio. You can go in and type it in, and Worldwide Gospel Connection pops up. Just type in Worldwide Gospel. We'll pop up, and you can find us right there. You can click on, and you can listen to us at your desk. You can listen to us in your car while you're riding, and we would love to have you guys on and listening to our broadcast. And we'd love to have you there to be able to be strengthened by the Word of God. And so we're just excited about what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour and in this time. So God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you guys really soon. You guys have an amazing day. And remember, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There is purpose in you. You guys have a magnificent day. God bless you. We'll talk with you guys soon.